From KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. In San Francisco's Tenderloin neighborhood, a church hall has been transformed into a supervised injection site, a place where drug users can inject drugs in a sterile environment. It's just a model. No illegal drugs, no drug users. But this demonstration is part of a campaign that could prevent overdose deaths. KQED's Raquel Maria Dillon went by to check it out.
If this facility were fully operational, it would provide everything drug users need to inject heroin safely.
So a tie, a cooker, alcohol pads, cottons, waters, fentanyl strips.
Linda Mantell is an outreach worker at Glide Memorial Church. She works with injection drug users.
And then, very importantly, Narcan.
In the neighborhood around this Tenderloin church, people shoot up in alleys and on sidewalks. The church lent space for this demo because it wants to show that these facilities can be clean and sterile and prevent lethal drug overdoses. The setup sort of looks like a beauty salon, brightly lit with chairs facing small mirrors on the walls. Here's Glide's Paul Harkin.
So you could sit down at your seat and there's a mirror in front of you and there's a stainless steel table. The mirror is so that you can observe folks without getting up into their space to make sure that they're not having an overdose so that you can intervene and save their lives.
But there's a huge obstacle to making this model a reality. Supervised injection sites violate federal drug laws. This week, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein warned that federal prosecutors would charge anyone who facilitates illicit drug use. The state is moving forward anyway. On Monday, Sacramento lawmakers passed a bill to allow a pilot program in San Francisco. Governor Jerry Brown has a month to sign the bill. I'm Raquel Maria Dillon, KQED News.